Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I am looking forward to
This episode, it's going to be a short episode, it's airing on a weekend after all, and the message is simple. Today, we're talking about ideas and strategies you can turn to when you just don't want to do the work. Instead of, I don't want to do the work, so I'm not going to do it, or I don't do the work, where is my willpower? I have some strategies that I use in my own life that I am going to share with you for times when you feel like you're justifying overindulging, or when you're just turning off your try, right? Just your sense of, I've got to work on this. You're just turning that off for the day or for the weekend. Before we dive into that, though, quick heads up. This is really, really important, guys. Ascend ticket sales are going to be opened up tomorrow, Sunday, to my VIP email list. So if you are not on that list, it's totally free. Get on it now, because there's only 80 total tickets available for Ascend. And I am emailing out on Sunday all the details about the events, as well as the link to buy tickets, to everybody on that VIP email list. You can get on it. It's free, by going just to the homepage of primalpotential.com and dropping in your name and email address. Or if you are in the United States, all you have to do is text the word primal, P-R-I-M-A-L, to the number 44222. So every Sunday I send out emails to that list. And if you want the details about Ascend, make sure you are on it before Sunday morning. I'll share the details next week on the podcast, but I want to give my VIP list a jump start because there are only 80 tickets. All right, today, my message for you today, what we're going to talk about today, what I want you thinking about today, it's not complicated or complex. It's strategies that have worked for me and continue to work for me on days when I just feel like I don't care, right? Or when I'm deep down the mental path of talking myself into ice cream or cupcakes or Mexican food or all of the above. It's funny to me, funny isn't the right word, but it always surprises me, I guess is the right way to say it, that many of my clients in my master's club or in my fat loss fast track, because they interact with me most often, they assume wrongly that I wake up every day wanting to eat clean and work out intensely. Not true. Not true. In fact, I was joking to my friend the other day, a couple weeks ago, that if all food made me feel the same and all food had an equal impact on my health or my weight, I would eat sour watermelons and ice cream all day long, washed down with an alternating mix of coffee and root beer. Not blended, just alternating. Seriously, if everything was equal, sour watermelons, ice cream. So it's not like I'm addicted to Brussels sprouts and I just love eating chicken. No, I have strategies that I use on a regular basis to help me in those moments where I'm like, I just don't care. I just want a day where I'm going to eat whatever I want. Because here's what I know. I'm never glad that I did that. Now, I'm all for indulging every once in a while. But what I'm talking about is those times where it's getting in the way of progress, or those habit loops, those thought patterns that keep us from reaching our goals because we're constantly negotiating for an excuse, right? Just the other day, in fact, this is actually kind of a messed up story that I'm still shaking my head about. I had to be in Boston for most of the day. I'm always early everywhere I go. It's just like my OCD personality. And even though I was on crutches because I had some extra time, I thought it would be a good workout on crutches to walk up and down Newbury Street. So I see this cupcake shop, like on Newbury Street, very clearly, I'm not going to call it out with the name, very clearly a cupcake shop, like a bakery. And I'm like, you know, if I'm going to have a cupcake, it might as well be a special gourmet bakery on Newbury Street, right? I mean, how often am I in the city with time to pop into a bakery? Like, never. When was the last time I had a bakery cupcake, like a really special one, not some junk you're going to get at the grocery store? Almost never. So I've totally talked myself into this cupcake. So I walk in, prepared to buy and enjoy said cupcake. Guilt-free, totally worth it, right? They don't sell cupcakes there. Wait. Not only do they not sell cupcakes, they sell nothing edible. They only sell apparel, like t-shirts, promoting their cupcakes. Now, I'm not one to criticize people, but like, I can't even imagine how many disappointed customers they see every day, or potential customers. Because I was like, yeah, I'm not buying a t-shirt. I wanted a cupcake, but thanks for nothing. So by that point, though, I had already decided on having a treat, right? Now, I didn't have one. I didn't buy one there, and I didn't find the next best thing in the city to indulge on. But there's work required in that. I had been talking myself into it, made this very logical argument that I didn't feel guilty about one little bit. So then where do you go from there? How do you talk yourself into, without feeling deprived and grumpy pants and all victim of your choices, how do you make that work for yourself, right? Before I tell you the strategies I use, I noticed this just actually earlier this morning. I was doing the same thing related to a big doctor's appointment I have this coming Monday. No need to message me about it. Nothing is wrong. But anyway, I have this appointment coming up that feels really important to me. And I started thinking through, like, you know, it'd be really great to go out afterwards and kind of treat myself. And of course, when I was thinking that, I wasn't thinking steak and Brussels. I was thinking, like, you know, maybe some cupcakes, maybe some pizza, maybe Mexican food, a margarita. Every once in a while, this is totally cool, right? I want to make that very, very clear. A cupcake from a great city bakery that actually sells food, totally fine. A dinner out to celebrate, totally fine. I am not in any way suggesting that that stuff isn't totally cool and normal. I did it on my birthday a few weeks ago. No guilt, right? The challenge comes when it becomes a pattern and it's preventing you from making progress towards your goal, whatever your goal is. When it seems like more days than not, you're talking yourself into treats or talking yourself out of what you said you would do to take care of yourself or to make progress towards your goals, that's what I'm talking about here. So let's not get it twisted and say that I'm saying indulging is bad. You know when you're doing it too often. So with that understanding, I thought I would take the next couple minutes and share with you some of the strategies that really, really, really help me in these moments. And I use them on a regular basis. Maybe they'll work for you. Maybe they won't. But here's one of my most powerful ones. Just a little backstory for context. Most of my life, I felt like I was either on point with my eating, like doing really well, making great choices, or if I wasn't on point, I was a train wreck, like freak show train wreck, right? I was either eating super clean, and if I wasn't doing that, if I allowed for one thing that I didn't consider clean or fat loss friendly, I was off the rails like a freak show and ate like I was never going to see food again. It was absurd. Instead of enjoying one cookie, I'd have 12 cookies and then ice cream and then pizza and then a drink. And then I would go out and get candy because sometimes I want candy. And if I have it today, I'll get it out of my system so I won't want it tomorrow. Except that's never how it worked. It wasn't logical. It didn't work for me, but it was how I behaved. So back then and still today, one of the strategies I use to get away from that ineffective black and white on or off kind of way of thinking is asking myself the question, how could I eat today, or what could I eat today that would make eating for my goals feel better or feel more appealing? Because sometimes I don't want a salad and the idea of Brussels sprouts is not appealing. The last thing I want to do is eat clean. So I'll say to myself, what could I have that would make it more appealing today? Is there something special, something that I don't usually have that's still aligned with my goals that I could kind of really enjoy and make pleasurable? And I don't want to call it a middle ground. It's not a middle ground between eating for my goals and overindulging, because I'm not saying, okay, Elizabeth, have one cupcake instead of 18. That's not the strategy. The strategy is, within my own framework of eating clean, how can I make it feel more indulgent or more appealing today? The other day, the answer was simply Greek yogurt, which for some of you would not move the needle. And that's fine. My answer is not your answer. But for me, I don't allow myself to have Greek yogurt every day because I feel better when I'm not eating dairy. So the other day it was like, you know what? I was in a bit of a funk. Go get some Greek yogurt. And that for me was like, that makes it feel more indulgent. Other times it might be Halo Top ice cream. For those of you that aren't familiar with Halo Top, it's a pint of protein-ish lower calorie ice cream. By the way, Breyers recently launched a similar concept. From a business standpoint, bravo, Breyers, for seeing that trend with Arctic, whatever it's called, and Halo Top and getting right on it. Their pints are like between 250 and 370 calories per pint. Now, I don't recommend eating a pint of ice cream or any ice cream on a regular basis, but I guess that's my point. It's not an everyday strategy. So on a day where I'm like, oh my gosh, all I want to do is just go get a bag of sour watermelons or, you know, go get a cupcake or a cookie, what can I do within my framework of eating for my goals to make today feel more appealing or more indulgent or make it not feel like a blah kind of choice? Sometimes that's Halo Top, right? It's how I meet myself where I'm at. It's not about white knuckling it and battling against how I'm feeling or else going to town on cookies or ice cream, right? Sometimes I might say sweet potato nachos. I certainly wouldn't eat them every day, right? They're not in the top five fat loss friendly choices for my body, but they're a heck of a lot better than a box of Triscuits. And it's not like, okay, you want Triscuits? Have five. No, within my framework of eating for my goals, what does that look like for me? How can I make it feel a little bit more special today? Other times it's as simple as treating myself to an Americano from Starbucks or maybe even adding a little bit of heavy cream to it just to go out and treat myself in a way that I don't on a daily basis, but also in a way that really honors what makes me feel my best and my goals. So the question to ask yourself is, how can I make eating for my goals feel more appealing today? My answers will not be yours. Maybe you go out and order a gorgeous, you know, charcuterie platter. Or maybe you go to the grocery store and you make up your own, right? Sometimes for me, it's going to the grocery store and picking up a really nice steak and enjoying it with a sweet potato. Not something I would have on the regular. Or maybe it's not about what you eat, but how much you eat. And you just give yourself a little bit of grace to eat a little bit more. Maybe you go out to your favorite restaurant and order something that is fat loss friendly, but also more delicious than something you'd make at home, right? I love to do this with an amazing burger without the bun. You know, I just don't feel like cooking. This feels like a chore, but I can go out and be really tremendously satisfied and even happy with a great burger without the bun with avocado and some sweet potato fries, right? How can you make eating for your goals feel more appealing today? The other strategy that works for me, and keep in mind, don't do it if it doesn't work for you, is, you're gonna laugh at me. It begins with getting dressed as cute as I possibly can. And gentlemen, you can do this too. But if I'm starting to be like, maybe I'll just run out and get some ice cream or, you know, screw it. It's been an awful day. I'm just going to ... I'll say, hold up. I'm going to put this decision on hold while I go get ready and kind of take care of myself a little bit. So I'll take a shower. I'll put on an outfit that I love that makes me feel my really best. It's usually like, I'm so simple, guys. It's usually like fitted jeans and a cute top, but I'll put makeup on because that rarely happens. And again, guys, you can do this too. Maybe I'll wear a little bit of jewelry because I don't usually do that, or put on some perfume. Again, don't usually do that. Deodorant's about as far as I go on most days. But after I've done that, before I make the decision, I will ask myself genuinely. This is not a going through the motions. Elizabeth said to ask this question, so whatever, here we go. Genuinely, I'll ask, I want to feel my absolute best for the rest of this day. What will that take? I want to feel my absolute best. I'm now looking as good as I possibly can. I just want to feel my best for the rest of this day. What will that take? For me, it's almost never food. In fact, overindulging and stepping away from my goals does not make me feel my best ever, period. Now, talking about myself here, but I think that's true for a lot of people. Sometimes for me, that's going for a walk. Sometimes it's playing my favorite song on repeat. Sometimes it's a nap, reading a book, calling somebody up to meet for dinner. Sometimes it's going to bed early or cleaning my house so I can feel really in control of things. But I take a bit of time to look my best. That always makes me feel better. And if you're like, I look awful in everything, there's something in your closet that is like your favorite thing, whether it's because of the color or because of the fit or because people compliment you. And if you're making the argument against clothes, fine, do your hair, put on cologne or perfume, put on some makeup or, gentlemen, you know, your favorite watch, whatever it is. Take a few minutes, put some effort into yourself, and then say, I want to feel my best for the rest of this day. What will that take? Now, what I think would be really helpful here, I've given you a couple of the strategies that I use. The first one I use on a very regular basis, the second one maybe a couple times a month, but they both really help me. What I would love, if you have something that really helps you in a moment where you're feeling like, oh, screw it, I don't care, whatever, I'm just going to go and pick up XYZ. If you have a strategy that helps you turn from that line of thinking to, no, not today. What is that strategy? How do you do that? Whether it's meditation, whether it's a workout, I would love for you to comment on the show notes over on primalpotential.com. You just go to primalpotential.com, hit the podcast tab. On the show notes for this episode, I would love to see a collection of ideas that we can all learn from. I'd love to get another couple of ideas from you guys for myself, but also allow you guys to generate your own ideas and see the great ideas of others. This has evolved for me over time. I'm just sharing with you two strategies that work for me now, right? But I would love for you to go over to the show notes on primalpotential.com for this episode and comment with whatever strategy is working for you right now. The more specific, the better. The better. I would love that. And do not forget, while you're there, while you're on primalpotential.com, if you're not on the VIP list, get on it. All you have to do on the homepage is put in your name and email address. There's a box about halfway down the page and again at the bottom of the page, I believe. And that way you will get all of the details about Ascend because tickets go on sale to the VIP list on Sunday. Can't wait to read your great ideas. Hope you have an awesome weekend. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, no matter if the day has been a great one or a struggle, commit to making the rest of your day the best of your day. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.